Welcome to Something Crunchy, the Valley's number one comedy entertainment podcast. Biscuit is homies with Blake.
Blake is the older brother of Blair.
And Blair is married to Biscuit. Here are your hosts, Cullen Blake with Blair and Tyler Dressel.
All right. Welcome to Something Crunchy. I'm Cullen Blake. With me as always, Blair and Tyler Dressel. It's our 420 episode, and we have such a crunchy guest joining us tonight. He's a cannabis culture icon and Grammy-nominated artist who's given us bangers like Palmdale, Crazy Rap, and Because I Got High. Please welcome Afro Man.
Yeah. After 20 years, my chicken don't work no more, you know.
Man, better than ever. Excited to have you on. How have you been, man?
I've been high. La-da-da-da-da. I've been good, man. I've been good, mate. Been real good.
You'll be coming to town and joining us for the highest of holidays, performing at the Greenkeepers Drives and Vibes After Party Concert on 420 at the Arizona Golf Resort. Tickets are available at green-keepers.com. Fro, do you like to golf?
Once I figure out what I'm doing, I'm sure I would.
All right, so you'll be managing more the vibes than the drives. That's cool. Blair's a certified vibe smith as well.
True.
Yes, yes. Be looking at the nice cut grass and getting high and drinking beer and distracting somebody from a nice shot.
You spend all kinds of time on the road. Where are you off to now?
I'm on my way to San Diego. I had a show in Palmdale last night.
Nice. Palmdale. Okay.
Come back to the roots.
To me. Yeah. That's cool. How was it there? I bet that was a good crowd.
Oh, yeah, man. Everybody came out, all my homies from the high school football team and my football coaches. And the town came out, man. It was like my biggest concert in Palmdale ever.
Oh, how fun is that?
Did you play?
Yes. Yes, I did.
What position?
I don't like the title, but it's tight end.
I was a tight end as well. I didn't care for the title either, but that's exactly what I was.
Yeah, we need it. Me and you, we're going to switch the name of that title.
We need to change that. There's got to be something better than that.
Just the end. Why I got to be tight? You know what I mean? Like, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Wish they had titles like, you know, like involving your penis or something, like, you know, tight end, you know. Why can we be the big D, you know?
Yes.
Left D.
Strong dong.
Yeah, girth back.
Yes.
Yeah, the girth
okay,
back.
All right. Yeah, I play strong dong. Yeah, man.
That's something to be proud of right there.
Yes, yes. I'll volunteer that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes.
Man, well, what have you been up to lately? You working on any new music, new projects we should be aware of?
Yes, man. I can't wait till my lawyer tell me I can put out my songs about. I got new songs about the cops that raided my house.
What?
I got.
You used the footage in the video, right? I know. I heard about that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Hey, you know.
Some people
all
do that
other
and go,
rappers.
What the fuck? And he was like, you know what? This is an opportunity here. This is free footage, and I see a banger of a video.
I can't wait to see it. I mean, it's like, what a good idea.
You know, all the other rappers, they have to hire, like, their nice white friends to come play, like, bad police officers. You know what I mean?
The real fucking thing here.
I didn't have to do none of that. I got the real deal, buddy. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of insulting when you make a nice guy play a bad role. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Like my buddy walking to me like, Afro Man, okay, I need you to play a burglar and a rapist, dude. All right, now crawl through the window. You're not beating her enough, dude. Like fuck, dude. Like
pass, but thanks.
I ain't asking my white homies to play like fucked up cops. Like, Joseph, I don't believe in that, dude. What the fuck? They're like, man, come on, man. Kick him one more time, dude.
Yeah. You
just do it as smart.
So I got some real cops, you know. And, yeah. And I was the number one most wanted most hunted rapper until Puff Daddy took my spot, man. Yeah. Now I'm number two.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'm still number two, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get, don't worry, I'm going to get my spot back in a minute. I don't know what I got to do.
So you got all kinds of new stuff coming out. Yeah. I mean, I remember your Vice episode not long ago on the story behind Because I Got High. I have to imagine you have some other songs that come with a good story.
Oh, man, I got nothing but stories, dude. I might sell my catalog for several million, and if that's the case, I'm going to just sit on my ass and just tell stories, man. And,
you should.
Because I got so many stories to tell. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got so many. I got a movie coming out 420.
You do?
It's called Happily Divorced. Yes, yes. You guys make sure to go see my movie.
Yeah.
It's called Happily Divorced. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be on all platforms. It's not coming out in theaters, but it's going to just be available on the internet and on all platforms.
That's great.
It's my first movie. It's I call it pro budget. It's real pro budget, but it's funny.
You know pro budget. Yeah, those are our favorite kind of movies.
Pro budget film.
Yeah, no budget. That's we call that A plus B movies over here.
Yes.
So that's coming out this 420, like in
next week.
Yes, this 420.
Wow.
Yes, this 420. Then I also got an album called The Blunt Brothers. That's gonna be with me and my homie from Compton, OG Daddy V.
Nice.
From the CPT, we're going to be, you know, rapping about. Because, you know, like, I was thinking about how, like, I you know, I'm all about weed, but I don't want every single song I write to just be about weed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I invented the Blunt Brothers. The Blunt Brothers, anytime I get a new weed song idea, I can put it over in the Blunt Brothers department. You know what I'm saying? Because, like,
good call.
If you go pick up an album and it says Blunt Brothers, that lets you know right then what it's going to be all about.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
You're going to have 15 different tracks
about
weed. So if you
like the title, yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I like making albums that if you like the title, then you'll like the album. You know what I'm saying? Like, I made one album all about lowriding. So I called it the Fro Rider, and I had my car and my car on three wheels. And it's like, yeah, if you like this song, if you like the title of the album and the album cover, you're gonna like every song on the album.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I hate those albums where, you know, it's a fast song and the fast song got me going. And then a super slow one comes after it. Yes.
It takes you out of the vibe. Well, there's no bigger icon in cannabis culture. I want to know, what's the weirdest fucking thing you've ever smoked out of?
I had this hippie girl in Mississippi making, we didn't have no papers. And she took an apple, she took an ink pen and took the thing out of it and put some foil in the top of the apple and made like a pipe out of an apple. Then we got the munchies and ate the apple. You know what I'm saying?
That's the craziest thing you've ever smoked out of.
That's very tame.
There was soda cans and stuff, but I guess the apple was a little more creative than soda can. You know?
That's humble and it's relatable. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little disappointed. I was expecting you to say like a human foot or like just something wild and out there. You know, everyone wants to smoke with Fro.
One time I put a whole bunch of weed in the girl's mouth, and then I lit it, and then I just
now
I sucked it out of her
talking.
Pussy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, all right.
Thank
all right.
You.
I didn't want to make up some bullshit. I didn't want
to. See, that's the soundbite right there.
Yes.
All right. So
that's what I call a bong. Yes.
You do over 250 events a year, always on the road. What's the strangest appearance you've done?
Strangest. Wow, man. Everybody wants to smoke weed everywhere I go. Let's see. So nothing's really weird or abnormal. I mean, I like when I do strip clubs, you know, but that's not weird.
That's a fun crowd.
That's normal. that you never got booked for like a corporate event. You show up and you're like, you got a bunch of guys in suits looking at you and nobody's smoking and you're high as fuck.
Yes, I get that. I get that. Let me see. I'm really trying to figure out what is weird. I guess I'm weird, so I don't. I feel so comfortable around other weird motherfuckers. You know,
do people feel like overly comfortable with you when they meet you?
I'm gonna say yes. I mean, if they like me and they know me, you know what I'm saying.
Well, it's hard not to like love Afro Man. I bet you get people just like kind of obsessed.
Yeah, there's some. There's a lot of them. You know what I'm saying. So it's hard to like blanket the world, but a lot of people in the world, you know and like me.
You got a good crowd.
You do.
Globally recognized.
Yeah, you kind of attract what you rap about. So I rap about weed and girls and I try to tell jokes. So I get like this drunk, high, kind of goofy clique. That's they're a blessing.
Yeah, you know, that sounds
great. That's great. Yeah, that's like the perfect crowd.
Was that the plan from the beginning or did it just work out that way?
Man, at first I wanted to be a bad, intimidating, mad rapper like
N.W.A.
Rakim or an Ice Cube.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know. But every time I get the rapper and the car just flips over, I always just gotta say some dumbass shit that's just hilarious. You know? Yeah, nobody could ever take me serious, you know what I'm saying? Like that. I used to try to sell my tapes to gangbangers, but my shit was just too funny. They're like, dude, get the fuck out of here.
Everyone
you're trying to kill somebody. You know.
Yeah, well, those are the days of like you really trying to act hard, and a lot of the music reflected that. But that's what made you stand out, was kind of that having that comedic angle.
Agree.
Yeah. I Rakim is a better rapper than the 2 Live Crew. But I had more fun with the 2 Live Crew, you know what I'm
right.
saying? Like, so I was all about, I realized that fun was a better commodity than like, you know, too much rapperism, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, I still add the skills to it. I don't slack just because I'm having fun. I think I'm a skillful rapper that
absolutely.
That don't mind cracking a joke every now and then. You know what I'm saying?
It's even harder to work the comedy in. Like your penmanship's perfect, and then you add the comedy on top of it, and it's next level.
Hey, man, brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, I told my daughter, I don't want to watch a horror film. I don't want a guy using his talent to mentally torment me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, make me laugh. I want to watch a funny movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In a horrible world, make me laugh, and I'll pay you to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that like the random thing you like to watch when it's time to burn one at the end of the day? You're a comedy guy?
Yeah, man. Life will bring me all the misery and pain I need.
True.
I need somebody to shoot me some joy and some happiness. You know what I'm saying? And nowadays, I'm turning 50 this summer. I don't want to. I've had some bad relationships and some mad cops and some this and that. I'm going to surround myself with nothing but jokers, dude. Like, I remember I went to jail one time, and everybody I was in jail with, we took turns cracking jokes, and we laughed our ass off. And it was time for me to leave jail, and my eyes almost started watering, you know, because I was in there having a good time laughing and telling jokes with dudes. So I need to get back to that zone. And all of these bad things was always in the world, but I didn't notice them because when I was coming up, I was always around some homies, and we always loved to laugh. You know what I'm saying? We laugh at each other. We laugh at somebody else. We laugh at a situation. We tell jokes. We watch a funny movie. Then we imitate the funny movie we watched it as much as we could. And I was living a good life. Yeah. You know what I mean? I just needed a house and a car, but I was happy.
You know, surround yourself with like the funniest fun people.
That's how this show was created.
Right. Yes, man. And I'm going to start cracking jokes with everybody. If I crack a joke and they don't laugh, I'm not mad at them, but that's my cue to get away.
They don't get their humor. Like, Time to go.
The energy is not right here.
Uh-huh.
No, this guy is headed off to war. Get away from this dude. You know what I'm saying?
Of those comedy movies you mentioned, what are some of your favorite you like to quote?
You know what? Scarface is not a comedy movie, but I got a lot of quotes that just kill me. Like when I first watched it, I liked the movie, but then I didn't like the ending and I didn't want to watch it no more because it depressed me. He shot his best friend, his sister was hot. She was shooting him and oh fuck, dude, what the hell? So anyway, I noticed that me and my homies, we get together and the quotes kill me. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't fuck you if you were the last man on earth in an island, blah, blah, blah. He was dancing. He goes, Scarface goes, he said, not yet. He said, you got to give me a little time.
Chiche, get the Yale. Yes, she was the baddest part of that movie, Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer. Yeah.
She was tough.
You're right, man. You need to listen to your wife. You are an asshole, man. Come here, give me a kiss. I was only playing. No. Then fuck you, Mike. Who made this money? Me. That's who. Who do I trust? Me.
That's so good.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, dude, I'm gonna do a movie. I'm gonna write down all my favorite Scarface quotes. And I'm gonna do a short movie. It may not even be 15 minutes, but it's just gonna be I'm gonna have a white wall behind me, and I'm gonna just stand there and just imitate my favorite parts.
Please do it.
Then I'm gonna roll the quote. Yeah, dude. Man. I'm gonna roll the credits.
You'd break TikTok if you did that.
Break the internet. With that. We were really supportive of your 2024 presidential bid. We were pro fro.
We were.
Yeah, man. You can still be supportive, man. Just write my name in that little white space, man. Don't write Mickey Mouse this time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, give me a shot.
I like it.
I'm still in it to win it.
All right. Well, what would be your first move as Commander in Chief?
To legalize cannabis in all 50 states and decriminalize it federally.
Woo! All right, my man. Woo!
I mean, that's all the platform I need.
Yeah, you got my vote.
That's good.
Yes.
Legalize it.
Colt 45s and two zigzags for everyone.
Amen.
You know, what are the most common misconceptions people have about you?
They're pretty on point. I think a lot of them think I'm higher and dumber than I actually am. I don't think they think I'm athletic, you know, like I can move, you know, I'm not Jordan, but I can move. I can get down, you know, I can take a licking.
He played strong dong in football. Like, you think he's not going to get it done? Like, he can move.
I like what she said. You know what I'm saying?
It's better.
Much better. The man's got a girth certificate.
I wasn't so self-proclaimed. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like, I can look around like, hey, guys, you heard her. Yeah. All right, yeah.
I got you, Fred. Don't worry.
Well, let's get personal here and move on to our Fast Five, where we give you five hard-hitting questions, and you just try to answer as quickly as you can. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Jody Watley.
Jody Watley. We haven't heard that before.
Wow.
That's
a good answer. Food you wouldn't eat under any circumstance?
Fruitcake.
Fruitcake. I like that. All right. Well, now I'm curious. We brought it up. What food do you like? Like, where do you get your protein from?
Dude, I like chef salads. I like collard greens, turnip greens, mustard greens.
Oh yeah. You're speaking our language.
Let's
now.
See. I like barbecue and steak, mm-hmm. chicken. Yep. I like salmon.
we could eat?
I like salmon. I like lamb. Lamb is my new friend. I like that more than my ribeye steaks.
Wow.
I like pork chops from Cracker Barrel. I can cook some good fried rice.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh,
now, dude, what are your specifics? Fried. I'm obsessed with good fried rice. I know you're going to make a good one. What are you putting in there?
Oh, baby, you got to fly me in. You got to fly Strong Dong in for this.
Yes.
You
know,
Personal chef,
over the phone, baby.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to come cook it up for you, baby.
Ooh, yeah. Personal chef experience.
Hey, man. Yeah, you guys got to let me come in and cook you some rice one day.
Hell yeah.
Is that your favorite aphrodisiac to get you in the mood?
Yes, Blair.
I think it's the best thing I cook right now.
All right.
So then, yeah.
See, that's the thing I'm trying to improve the most. So I'm glad you said that. What's something that you collect?
Cars, pimp cups, pimp suits.
I've seen those chalices.
And music.
Those are cool.
Cars, pimp cups, pimp suits. And I try to collect pretty women.
Okay.
Great collection.
Yeah.
They keep getting away. When I get one, I get a new one. Another one gets away. Yeah. Hard to hang on to.
Catch and release.
What's your favorite car you've had?
62 Impala.
Nice. Classic. Yeah. All right. You're being made as an action figure. Which two accessories do you come with?
A pimp cup and a cane.
There it is. I saw the pimp
classic
cup coming.
Yeah.
That was your given. But the cane complements the cup. It really does. Fro, we like to play a game on every episode and include our guest as well. We have something tastefully inappropriate for you and want to test your cannabis knowledge. I'm going to throw out a name. All you have to do is tell me if it's a cannabis strain or the name of a porn movie. It's a quick round of plant or porn. Do you smoke it or do you poke it? All right.
Hey, you know, I got the female bong. I might poke around and do both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
First up, porn or plant? Slap and tickle.
Man, it could be both. I'm just now starting to get a tickle fetish for girls. I get the stroking a girl real good, you know, and then somewhere around a rib cage, you know, I just start like cuts. And then to me, it sounded like a porn, but I don't know if people want to watch me tickle somebody. Like, I don't know what it does for them.
No, I feel like tickle's got to be porn. No?
I like him showing his work here.
And
don't interfere. I was going to say, Fro, you have Blair and Tyler here to help you. They don't know these, and they're typically good at this.
No, I agree with where he's at, though. If you're tickling and you're touching and you're doing that, like, that's... We're getting porn territory.
Slap and tickle?
Slap and tickle.
Oh, and there's a slap involved? It's like for sure porn.
That's your porn, Blair. Yeah. That's not everybody else's porn.
It's my personal section.
Fro, what do you say?
I'm going to go with porn.
It is plant. You shouldn't listen to her. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
I'm so sorry.
That is a hybrid clocking 20% THC slap and tickle.
Whatever.
Damn, man.
How about crazed fruit?
Yeah, that's gonna be a plant.
That's a porn. That's a Japanese 80s porn, to be specific.
Wow.
He's fallen in the traps.
You couldn't, dude, you couldn't put that on a DVD cover and sell that to me in a theater porn store.
Hey.
Not with cum swapping sluts right next to that shit. Like,
doing one hell of a cover.
Dude, you're gonna go bankrupt in this building, dude. I'm telling you, man.
Hey,
you gotta turn up a little bit.
In 1980s Japan, that slapped.
That's
crazy. Crazy fruit was a big deal. All right, how about Private Black Label 6?
Plant.
You know, like it sounds like a porn, but right now I don't see a label taking a penis form. So. I thought maybe it'd be like some army sergeant some black army sergeant, like fucking people in the army.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
go with your instincts.
Yeah.
Yes. Private label. It all makes sense. Uh-huh.
But I think it's a plant, though, dude. Something about the label. Like, I don't know. What the fuck? Like,
that's the second time you've talked yourself out of the right answer. That's a porn. It was all about the private black label.
You've seen it.
Trust your gut, bro.
All right.
My gut said that's not a porn.
You know, like, he painted a beautiful picture of exactly what it was.
All right. How about Slippery Susan?
Oh, come on.
It's too easy.
Yeah, man, you guys, I know this is wrong, but that sounds like a porn name.
Does sound like a porn name.
It also sounds like a lit
farm
stream.
But it's probably a plant. Just to fuck with you, I'm going to say it's a plant.
Yeah! It's a plant! Yeah! All right. He got it.
He's showing you a slippery suit.
He's on the board. All right. How about Golden Bush?
most guys like shade. I like hairy pussies, but most guys like shade. And, you know, like, if you're selling porn and most guys like a shade pussy, you know, you might not sell too many of the Golden Bush. You know what I'm saying?
There's a crowd for everything.
Wow. I'm gonna say that's a plant.
That is a porn from 1996, where secret agent James Blonde works for an organization called Scrotum.
This is 90s too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Double 007 inches.
Oh, it's good.
Yes.
It's good. He sees it.
007 inches.
James Blonde.
I'm about to steal that one.
Yeah. All right. Last one. It's all going to come down to this. How about Pink Punch?
Pink Punch. All right. I'm going to say that's gotta be a strain.
He got it. That is a sleepy indica. It started coming to him. Like,
I
he
was
figured
thinking
it
like
out.
A Californication fucking and punching situation. So I was like totally off on that. Yeah.
See, Blair fell into every single trap. Oh,
I did. Gets me.
I was thinking Pink Punch. I thought, like, what is this? One of those, you know, those videos where, you know, they show the girl tinkling and releasing herself or something. But I like, you know, like.
The pink punch.
You know, the pussy's pink, but, you know, why is the lemonade yellow? And then I'm like, no, this is a plant. The investigation came to an end. The investigation's over. That's a plant, dude.
That's it. We found it.
Well, end on a winner. Thank you so much for doing that. We appreciate
Nailed
that.
It.
The one and only Afro Man will be performing at the Greenskeepers Drives and Vibes After Party Concert on 420 at the Arizona Golf Resort. Tickets are available at green-keepers.com. You can stay well informed on everything he's up to at ogafroman.com and follow him on IG, Facebook, and TikTok at ogafroman as well. Bro, it was a pleasure, my friend. We look forward to hanging out at the event. Please do keep an eye out for your sample pack. Your honest throwback is appreciated.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We'll be bull-tending in the tent with AC and going live on the socials. It'll be fun.
Okay. Beautiful, brother.
Looking forward to it. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Excited to see you at the event.
Okay, players. I'll see y'all, man. Thank y'all.
Sounds good. For Take sure. care.
All right, have a blessed one.
Thank you. You too. Fro.
Yeah.
Man,
fro much fun.
He was
fro much.
That was fro much fun. Wow,
he was a blast. And that laugh, I could get over
that laugh
and over
so
again.
Good. I'm on 6 month probation after that. So good. Got a real big tent and two ACs because baby, that's all we need. The Frolociraptor. Lots of pros and cons here.
God, you just have to let them all out now.
I got
to
let them all out. Yeah. Let me freely. Yeah.
Let me just unleash it real fast.
He just got off at 8 months probation.
I did. Got a froton collider because I'm a froer, not a shower. It'll take a procedure to correct it.
He's like, oh.
Standard protocol around here.
Stop.
It was a nice display of willpower.
So good at the game. He started seeing where it was headed.
He started seeing where
he
it was headed.
He showed some wonderful work, though. He did.
You led him into every trap that there was. How did, you've done this 178 times.
I know.
This is his first pointer plant.
I can't help it.
Like, come on!
I was painting the same picture he was, and I was like, I'm so fucking with you. Like, I couldn't agree more. We're both wrong. I'm sorry. I led you down the wrong path.
Nobody asked me.
Don't go that way.
I knew them all. I would have pitched a perfect game.
You would have pitched a perfect game?
Tyler's like the obvious choice. Yeah. Like, if you just want to ski through this one. Yeah. Like...
How about Dirty Squirt?
That's porn.
That's a plant. Hybrid.
I'm not smoking that.
He's 0 for 1, Blair.
What?
All that shit talking.
Dirty Squirt?
Yeah.
Dirty Squirt. Love. How about The Cure for Insomnia?
That's a plant.
That's a porn.
No,
he's 0 for 2.
For two.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa. One more. Sex Panther.
Trick question. It's both.
I only know of it as a plant. If you could find me a porn real quick called Sex Panther.
You think there's not a porn called Sex Panther?
It's just worth a quick Google. I'm just saying.
Pick up the hub real fast.
He could lawyer himself out of a strikeout here.
Pull the hub up on.
Sex Panther, the porn.
Favorites.
Sex Panther.
I have this one bookmarked.
You show me a movie poster and you are out of here free and clear. Won't even talk shit. Just let you right off the hook.
There's so many different things about the actual perfume that you can buy. Sex Panther porn videos where they wear the cologne.
Mm-hmm.
But not a...
Sex Panther the lunchbox. Sex Panther the flamethrower. It's a Spaceballs reference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're not following us on TikTok at Something Crunchy, what's the matter with you? Get involved and find us on Facebook as well. It's the highest grade memes in the city. See those red hairs?
I see those.
Pumped for the event this weekend. The big grand first 420 Drives and Vibes event.
It's specifically on 420 for 420. But there's going to be plenty more here at this venue to come. All the kinks are worked out. It's going to be flame.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be so fun.
Looking forward to the event. Looking forward to hanging out with Fro.
Stop by the tent. Live interviews, games, stuff happening.
The only AC for miles.
And we got two.
We got the conditioned air.
We do.
Every other tent, no AC.
No.
Your POC, none.
Come hang out at the Something Crunchy El Blunto tent.
We'll be in there bull-tending, just sitting there with that conditioned air. While you're at it, don't forget to check out somethingcrunchy.com, where you'll find every episode, our links to social media, and the almighty Crunch Store, where you'll find all kinds of crunchy gear showing that you are a proud citizen of Crunch Nation. This has been another 420 episode of Something Crunchy, and as always...
Don't ever forget to live your crunchiest life.
Be crunchy to one another.
Please don't forget to subscribe, like, follow, and all that crunchy good shit. All episodes can be found at somethingcrunchy.com and on all podcast platforms. Thank you for listening.
Thick dicks, thick chips.
Fro and Loonies.
So we'll see Fro at his show and then potentially at 420 also.
We'll see Fro at his show.
We'll be puking and crying.
While I'm drinking and she's driving. Fro 30, Fro 45.
Fro 45.
Fro 30, Fro 45.
Well, let's discuss the Fros and cons. Standard protocol.
El Blunto. Right, man. I don't speak Spanish, but I understand you for some reason.
Yeah, we understand that.